This is Shop Talk. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Lisa Koenig.
And I'm Mike Murray.
As you may have heard last week, Newsweek will publish its final print edition on December 31st and move to an all-digital format early next year. It's not going out of business. It's going to continue to publish. You just won't be able to get a hard copy of it anymore. You'll have to read it on a computer or a tablet or on your smartphone, whatever the case might be. Now, it does look like there will be some job cuts that come along with this. But first, let's just talk about the fact that Newsweek is switching to an all-digital format. Mike, I guess this is the way things are headed. Not especially a surprise to see something like this.
No, I don't think it's much of a surprise. I can't say that I'm entirely happy about losing Newsweek, although I have to say the only times I have ever really read the magazine is when it was just laying around in, you know, for example, a dentist's office mm-hmm. or a doctor's office or something like that, or, you know, when I was in a hotel lobby or something with nothing to do for some time. It was nice to pick up a Newsweek and just read an article. But now, you know, if you want to read it, as you say, you have to have a computer or a tablet or something like that. It's just not going to be quite like picking up a paper copy of it and reading it. So
that would be quite the slogan, by the way. Newsweek, when you have nothing to do at the dentist office.
Well, I don't know. I mean, my experience has been that's when I see it, but perhaps, you know, Lisa's is different. Who knows?
Well, I actually grew up with it because my parents subscribed to both Time and Newsweek. And if you think about it, my dad especially was interested in world affairs. And so it was a great summary of world events. And especially mm-hmm. when you're living in a town or in a market where you're not going to get that from a small town newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
It made sense, and I think that Newsweek kind of hastened its demise a few years ago. In 2009, it went through a big redesign, and they basically said we're going for a smaller audience here. They raised their subscription price, and they changed their focus to more analysis and commentary instead of events. And at that point, my husband and I were subscribing, and we dropped it at that point because we wanted more of the events and the reporting.
Well, that's interesting because, I mean, you can get information just so quickly anymore. Does a weekly sort of summary of what happened in the world really work anymore? Apparently for you, that's something that would still work.
For me, a middle-aged person, yes, it would work. Just to have kind of an in-depth treatment and analysis of it to just kind of catch you up on the week's news.
The pictures were nice also. I mean, that was especially with Time, actually, it seems to me, but and Life magazine back in the day, of course. But, you know, Newsweek had nice pictures, and that kind of brought some of this reporting to life in a way that, you know, not every single magazine did. But my wife just bought an iPad, one of the tablet type of computers, and she's read quite a few books on it just recently. And I look at her reading it, and the nice thing about the iPad is that at least in the case of the books she's been reading, she can change the font to make it bigger, or you know, and if she likes a font with serifs on it, you can set it that way, or have sans serif, whatever, and magnify it. If you were hard of, you know, if you were visually impaired, for example, you know, you could make it 20-point type, that kind of thing. I'm supposing, you know, Newsweek is going to be doing the same thing with their digital edition. At least they ought to, you know.
Will it still be an appealing magazine to you on a tablet as long as it includes the photos as some of the other features that you like?
I would find it equally appealing, I'm thinking. I mean, I haven't looked at it that way yet. I mean, on an iPad or anything like that. So I don't really know, but I would think it would be, you know, as satisfying as reading the paper edition. But I just don't know. So
This article from Reuters that I have in front of me that talks about Newsweek's transition mentions that this will entail job cuts, as I mentioned at the beginning of the program. Why do you suppose every time somebody switches to digital, it seems to be an excuse to let people go? You still need reporters, I would think, producing the content. And if you're cutting your publication cost, perhaps this is a chance, I would think, to maybe hire a few more reporters and have a few reporters in elsewhere around the globe where you don't have someone right now.
I don't get it. I think you have to – I agree with you that, Rich, that you have to invest in your – in the labor of gathering and reporting and writing the news. And if you invest in the content, then you're going to attract more readers.
Now, what about you, Lisa? Because you have you mentioned that you had subscribed to Newsweek up until a couple years ago. Will you give this a shot on a tablet or on a desktop?
Maybe a desktop. I don't have a tablet. I guess eventually we'll all be reading everything on a tablet, and I just have to get used to it. But, yeah, I'll give it a shot. I haven't looked at it. I have to admit I haven't looked at it since we dropped our print subscription. It's not one of the websites that I look at online right now.
What about Time? You mentioned when you were growing up, your household got both Time and Newsweek. Have you subscribed to that?
No, we don't. We don't get Time. We don't get No, we don't. I'm trying to think if we get any other news magazines. We just mostly get – we still get lots of newspapers.
I would say one advantage with the tablet, by the way, is if you ever have to move instead of having to pack up a bunch of books, it's just one device. It sure makes things a lot easier.
Well, you know, I was going to say something like that, but since we were talking about magazines as opposed to books, I didn't mention it. But since you brought it up, that's quite true.
Of course, some people save a bunch of magazines, and it would be an easier way to move them, too.
That's true. But, you know, it's – I guess I'm old school enough to use a, you know, term that my students use periodically, to be a little suspicious of, you know, this little tablet that's got all my stuff I like to read, you know, in some cloud somewhere, you know, as opposed to the bookshelf over there where I can see the books that I've got, and that I bought with my hard-earned money on eBay or whatever, you know. And see that whole rack of books, and I somehow or other I feel grounded because of that, which is just probably ridiculous romantic stuff. Nevertheless, I can't, you know, get away from the notion of feeling like home is where my bookshelf is, kind of. And I just don't know if I'd be able to, you know, feel that grounded if all my stuff was on an iPad. And plus, I just have problems with eye culture in general, but, you know, we don't want to go there today.
Right? Sounds like a generational matter here.
Must be, yeah.
Hey, we've run out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.